421.
President Obama is ratcheting up pressure on Republicans over the fiscal cliff negotiations. The president plans to hit the road to get public support for his plan. He'll do it again. And he says a deal could be reached in a week if his opponents would compromise on taxes. Well, Republicans say they're looking to talk specifics with the White House, and House Speaker John Boehner says, quote, we can't negotiate with ourselves.
Joining us now to talk about it, Major Garrett, Chief White House Correspondent for CBS News. Great to have you here, Major.
It's great to be with you, Sean and Hillary. How are you?
We're good, and curious what you think about these trips and whether or not they'll do a whole lot to garner more public support.
Well, look, the president believes, and we're going to find out in the next couple, 3 weeks if this belief is accurate, that when he leaves Washington, he does two things. He tells Republicans he has the bully pulpit, it's portable, and when he takes it on the road, he gains political leverage. Republicans think that's just idleness, that he should be sitting down with them in face-to-face talks, and that's what the public really wants. But the White House perspective on this is absolutely crystal clear. When the president sat down with Speaker Boehner back last summer over the debt ceiling, he thinks he got much less out of that than when he went on the road, for example, to win a re-extension of the payroll tax or to keep student loan rates where they are now. Those were two fights the president fought on the road, not in direct talks with House or Senate Republicans. So the president and the White House believe going on the road at least gives him the prospect of leverage, and they're going to continue to do it.
Well, the White House seems to suggest they're not that far apart. The Republicans act like they are miles apart, which is a little closer to reality.
Well, look, right now there's still a lot of atmospherics. The president says we could get this done in a week. He knows that's not actually true unless there was a tremendous amount of movement on both sides. Republicans want and seek real specifics from the White House on the kind of entitlement changes, meaning spending cuts in the out years, future years down the road, the White House would be willing to sign off on. Similarly, the White House wants from Republicans absolute specifics on the kinds of deductions or tax, quote-unquote, loopholes they would close to meet the president's revenue targets. Those specifics are nowhere near sheets of paper right now. So as a practical matter, though there is a theoretical way to get to a deal, when you get to the hard numbers, they're a good deal apart.
Major, some people are suggesting that there's a seesaw, and on one side is the fiscal cliff, and on the other will be the negotiations over the debt limit. How do you see that balancing out?
I see the debt ceiling as a new lever that the White House has added to the mix. The White House is basically telling Republicans, all right, if you want to dig in your heels on tax rates, and Republicans have given every evidence that they intend to do that, then the White House says, okay, you can stay there if you want, but we're going to add another layer to this, the debt ceiling, and we'll remind the public how that turned out. The public was not happy with congressional Republicans, or the president for that matter, last summer. The White House has no intention of revisiting that kind of dollar-for-dollar spending cuts and debt ceiling increase equation that Republicans forced on the president last year. So to break that, the president wants to put the debt ceiling in as an added demand, saying to Republicans, the longer you wait, the more demands I'm going to have.
All right, Major, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next week.